Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Urbanski. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Huck Betts. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Huck Betts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. McManus reaches second base with a double. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger takes first base on ball four. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field. Burger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Lee steals second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Huck Betts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betts hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sparrer. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive towards short. Urbanski catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kyler scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Hurst reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 0 for 1 in the game. Urbanski hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jordan moves to third. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Berger moves to second. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Jordan scores. Berger moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berger scores. Moore scores. Lee moves to third. It's 4-1, Braves. Charlie Root now pitching. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sparrer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Betts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Lee chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Betts fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Betts. Herman scores. English goes all the way around to score. Herman moves to third. It's 4-3, Braves. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Smith now pitching. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 0-for-2 in the game. Urbanski takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Urbanski hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hartnett scores. Hurst moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Hurst moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler, who is chasing the ball. Whitney reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Al Sparrer. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitney scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Urbanski hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Shanti Hogan now catching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hurst is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-3 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gieselman pinch runs for Marty McManus. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Jordan moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jordan scores. Berger moves to second. It's Braves, 6, Cubs, 6. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Moore moves to third. It's 7-6, Braves. Pat Malone now pitching. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a fly ball towards left. Klein catches it and throws to home to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gieselman now playing third base. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Phelps pinch hits for Woody English. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen pinch runs for Babe Phelps. Ed Brandt now pitching. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Babe Herman. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gieselman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gieselman. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.